the story. I mean, we could make a scene there, which would be like full irony, and well, maybe comes a little later. Well, no, war somewhere, and well, we could take it this way, that the war comes to Europe or to the West, some place like that, and the scene here is from a dream I had. Standing on the terrace of a hotel, a luxury, nice hotel or something, a big building, nicely lit from within, and then with a nice gorgeous view over the city, wherever it is, some western city, big city, and it's night, and you see all the city lights, but the city is being attacked. It's just the very first, you know, we could have it like this, that in this city, this is the capital of some typical western country, high standard, lots of good money, and people are, you know, enjoying all the time and drinking and eating and so on, driving around in fancy cars and partying. It's Friday night or something, and you have heard for some time now in the news and so in the media that, yeah, this other country, this big country over there, they are bad and we should come here. And I mean, we can just use the Ukraine thing, right? They actually started the war in Ukraine. But they blame, of course, Russia, I mean, whatever we should call these. But I'm just picking from a real situation. And so these leaders there in those European countries, they are speaking big and they are tough and they are good-looking and they are well-dressed, and the women and the men and and so on. So they go more and more that way, and we're going to defeat those evil ones over there, this big Russia, who's the biggest nuclear power. Yeah, because they are bad. So of course we should defeat them. They cannot go on being bad like that. And we can see, we should show this. I mean, this is like the backstory to this scene. How they're living in an alternative reality, as someone just said here. I watched one video. And we can show that. So, we're going to send missiles into Moscow and really show those subhumans over there. That kind of attitude. And yeah, they do. And the people, the leaders over there, they say, you know, you can't do this. This is a declaration of war. We would have to respond and attack you. And I say, oh, they're just cheating. They can't do that. And no, we're going to... They're afraid now. So we can see how this European, that leader in that country, we can take one specific country, those leaders are talking like that. And then all of a sudden, missiles start raining down upon that city, and maybe we even have these leaders and the high society finally dressed and finally, you know, drunk and drugged and as usual Friday night, and everything is party, and they are there in this big nice building with a nice view over the whole city, and then you see there on the night sky, it looks like firework, but it's missiles. And they come down, wham, bam, some far away there in the city, and hit, of course, there's fire burning when they hit buildings. And these people, they stand there, and they are drunk, and they are drugged. And they just, the ladies just stand there going, wow, firework. And they don't even understand what's going on, really. They think it's cool. And then someone says, no, actually, I think we're being attacked. These are missiles. And the ladies go like, wow, missiles, real missiles. And they are so remote from reality, these people. I think you will find such people in the big cities here and there in the West. That they can't even relate to what it means. And then maybe, and this is like, what's going to happen? First, I thought that doors would open and soldiers would enter. And if we have these not generic countries, they would be, let's say then Russian soldiers or something like that. And they just enter that because they need to take over that house. It's a good house to, because it's high up there, and you know, they go for the high places, they have a good view there. So they say, no, we're going to take over this. And these people, they are so in their party, they don't even understand it. Welcome to our party, yeah. Who are you? Oh, they're Russian soldiers. Hey, cool. And the ladies, they are attracted to these soldiers. Oh, we heard about you. You are tough guys. And we can make it comical. I mean, we can have ladies trying to take those into bed upstairs, and you know, all this complete contrast between those two worlds that are colliding there. It could be an interesting scene, maybe. And then this Russian officer would say, "Oh no, sorry, you have to leave this house. This is our house now." And then some guy there comes up, you know, with a glass in his hand. No, you don't understand. This is our house. This is my house. And, you know, other military men come in and start to just show them the way out of that house. And these people are like, oh, you can't do that. While they're walking out, because there's nothing else they can do. So then, I mean, we can do all kinds of things there. Follow in any of those groups, the people who just got kicked out of that house, or the Russian soldiers who just sit there and go like, whoosh, my goodness, didn't know it was so bad. Anyway, good night.